It's Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins here on the Talk Station this afternoon. And with that, Andrew, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Lockwood.
All right. So life and taxes. We're constantly worried about the 87,000 new auditors. I'll get to that question later on, but I know you've got some topics to talk about today. But what is the topic today?
Yeah. So today we want to talk about penalty relief, Lockwood. We have a new program that has just been released from the IRS regarding penalty relief.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just talk basics on penalties. So penalties, Lockwood, apply when you have a balance due
right.
to the IRS.
Right.
It's a percentage of the amount that's owed to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they calculate penalties. So, you know, you hear a lot of times in this program, if you're an avid listener, if you have a refund that's due, it's no harm, no foul. If you file late, not going to hurt you. So what happens if you do end up in a situation where you have a balance due, you filed late, you didn't pay your balance, so you're hit with this failure to file penalty and this failure to pay penalty. And the way that breaks down, Lockwood, is the failure to file penalty is quite punitive. That's why we always encourage our listeners to file on time or get that extension.
Mm-hmm.
It is 5% per month for a maximum of 25% of the tax that's owed.
Okay, and it's 5% of the amount that's owed.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you owe $10,000 and you fail to file that first month, let's say you get it filed within that month, you're looking at a $500 penalty,
mm-hmm.
5% of the $10,000.
Right.
The failure to pay penalty is 0.5% of the balance that's owed. So very less punitive if you owe a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Very highly punitive if you fail to file and you had that balance that's owed at the end of the day.
Okay.
Now, historically, there has been only one way for penalty abatement,
mm-hmm.
and that is called reasonable cause abatement. Okay?
Okay.
So we have a lot of clients that come in our office. Andrew, I kind of messed up this year. I owe some penalties to the IRS. What can you do about it? And we start going through and I start saying, well, really, your answer is reasonable cause abatement. And the question is that they have a list of factors, Lockwood. You know, was there an illness that caused this late filing or late payment? You know, was there a disaster? You know, did we have a hurricane that year that caused some problems? What are your facts and circumstances that we can use to say that you behaved reasonably, but we had situation that occurred that caused you to file or to pay your taxes late? So that's what basically that's the reasonable cause. You have to prove that you had, ordinary course of business, that you behaved normally, but there was some mitigating circumstance that prevented the filing or the paying. Then come along a few years ago, they had what's called the first-time abatement program.
Mm-hmm.
So this was kind of cool. This is a way to just go ahead and get your penalties abating by saying if you have filed and you have paid your taxes for the three prior years, then you've been in compliance for those 3 years, then you slip up on that fourth year, you can ask for what's called first-time abatement. And what that does, Lockwood, is that wipes the penalties for failure to file, failure to pay for that particular tax year. Now, I always encourage our listeners out there, you hear me say that, and you're like, hey, Andrew, that sounds pretty good. You know, I had that slip up and I want to use this first time abatement. You know, how do I do it? Number one, you can call the IRS. Number two, you can send in a letter to the IRS and request this first time abatement. But be careful when you do it, because timing is everything when we talk about taxes. You want to make sure that you're able to pay that balance that's owed when you ask for first-time abatement. Because unfortunately, Lockwood, what happens is if you ask for first-time abatement and you have failed to file, you failed to pay, they will give you that abatement immediately. But if you still owe that balance, then starting from that next day, your penalties will start accruing again. So it's kind of one of those things that it's a rabbit hole that people can fall into. It's a little bit of a problem. You want to time that request for first time abatement literally when you can pay that tax. So if you're paying along the way, let's say, I always tell people, I'm like, look, pay along the way, know how much tax you owe.
Mm-hmm.
I owe $10,000 in tax.
Right.
Pay the $10,000. Well, I've still got a balance, Andrew. It still says that I owe, you know, $3,000 due to penalties and interest. Now's the time that you want to ask for that first time abatement when you're paying that last quote unquote tax burden payment.
Okay. Tax burden or penalty?
Tax burden payment. All right. Yeah. So because then the penalties will be waived and you won't have a balance that's owed, and then you're good to go. And maybe you'll owe a little bit of interest, Lockwood, that they're not going to abate. So you make one final payment and you're good to go. But you're not worried about this large balance causing you a problem and you asking for what I would say is premature penalty relief.
Okay. By the way, we're just remind everyone, we're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins. Spell out the word and when you check that out on the web, harvellandcollins.com, 726-9050. And Andrew, I want to go to the question here very quickly. Would it be worthwhile? Well, I owe $10,000 in tax. I've also got a penalty. This is a first-time abatement. Or I'm looking for possibly, I'm going to ask for
reasonable cause.
Would it be worth my while to include my check for $10,000 for the actual taxes with the letter requesting the abatement?
Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Because even when you get that penalty abatement, like I said before, Lockwood, if you owe that $10,000 and you're not paying that $10,000, those penalties will begin accruing the very next day. They'll give you the abatement. It'll show up on your account statement. The penalties will be wiped.
Okay.
And then the next day, they'll start accruing again.
All right.
So you just need to be careful of when you ask for that abatement.
Okay.
All right. So we've got two. We've mentioned them. Reasonable cause abatement. First time abatement. So that's the way that we get out of penalties if we're associated with if we want to waive penalties and we have a tax that's owed. Enter a new program from the IRS. Now, it's limited in scope in the sense that it only applies to tax years 2019 and 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that if you fail to file, and I'm going to stress that, just the filing penalty, which, by the way, is the more punitive penalty, it's that 5% per month during 2019 and 2020, then the penalties will be automatically waived by the IRS starting August 25th, so just a few days ago. Penalties will be automatically waived for your failure to file for 2019 and 2020. If you have already paid your penalties, you've paid the bill in full for 19 or 20, they're going to mail you a refund check, Lockwood.
Wow.
If you have not paid, then this is a good reason to probably get on the horse.
Yeah.
And think about, okay, they're going to give me this this penalty relief for the failure to file. Maybe I need to start trying to see if I can get this balance paid because, as I said, they'll start back accruing again.
Right.
So you got to be careful about that. It does not affect your failure to pay penalty. So let me just stress that. They're only dealing with the filing penalty, not the failing pay.
Which is the most punitive of all the, yeah.
Correct.
So that's a good deal.
So it's a good deal. The other great thing, Lockwood, is that if you had used your first-time abatement, let's say you had previously used it.
Right.
And usually they tell you you can use it every 4 years is basically the best way for me to say it. They give you, you know, make sure, if as long as you're in compliance those 3 prior years, then you can use it that fourth year.
I got you.
If you've already used it within this time period, doesn't matter. They're still going to give you this relief.
Okay.
All right? If you get this relief and then you have a slip-up next year, They're not gonna ding you either.
Okay, so
you can then use your first time abatement.
Okay.
After you get this.
This is all predicated around the COVID crisis.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, this is a COVID relief, and basically what the services said is they recognize that they were not as diligent during the COVID crisis. We talked about the backlog, Lockwood.
Right.
The millions and millions of pieces of mail that were unopened.
Are they still
the lack of processing returns? So I think this is kind of part and parcel of that, which is, look, we didn't do our job during the pandemic. Therefore, if you failed in your job, which is filing taxes, we're going to give you a little bit of relief here, a little bit of relief on this failure to pile. Now, what returns are covered? Well, for most of our listeners, the most important one is the 1040 covered.
Right.
1120, so your corporate tax return, 1120S, if you're an S corporation, that's going to be covered. 1041, so your estate and trust fiduciary returns, that's going to be covered. 1065, your partnership tax returns, that's going to be covered. Your 990s, those are going to be covered. So you've got a lot of returns there that if you filed those returns late and are associated with penalties, you're going to get relief. You're going to get relief. So this is a program that you don't even have to do anything to get. So it's kind of interesting. Andrew, what do I do? How do I get this? When you told me first time abatement, I need to call or write a letter.
Right.
This one is going to be automatic. They're going to pull everyone's account transcript that shows a late filing tax return. And if you had a late filing tax return, they're going to look and see whether you have a balance owed or whether you paid it already. If you've paid it, refund. If you haven't paid it, then you're going to get a notice in the mail telling you your penalties have been waived.
All right. Suppose you got the penalty notice and you paid that penalty notice last month.
Yes.
Will the payer benefit from this, or do they have to request a rebate?
No, it'll be automatic.
Wow.
Automatic. And hey, may even get some interest on there, Lockwood.
Here's my question. There are a bunch of questions. Number one, under reasonable abatement.
Yep.
Does the concept of confusion play a role in this? Because that does.
It can.
Because there was a lot of back and forth on the issue of PPP, how to handle that, how to handle employees tax, the 941. Is that right?
941.
Right. So there was a lot of confusion. So confusion would qualify as reasonable abatement. All right. Next question. We talked about this, and I kind of alluded to this at the opening of the program without knowledge of what you were going to talk about. And by the way, we're talking with Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, life and taxes. And for those of you who own businesses, you need to pay close attention to what we were talking about. And for those of you who are running estates as well, because that's another topic we've talked about in the past. But the thing that I question and wonder about this, and you sort of answered the question, we don't have to reach out and make contact with the IRS personnel. Of course, they're trying to employ 87,000 people. Yeah, raise them, put them in the ground, and hopefully they'll spring up. But here's the question. Do they have the capacity to handle the amount of, abatement requests and actually abatement circumstances at the same time that they're trying to handle the 2022 taxes or 2021-22 taxes?
Supposedly, they're claiming to making great headway at the moment, Lockwood. Okay. So, we'll have to take them at their word on that aspect, which they are processing some returns. But you raise a good point. I mean, look, they're looking to hire additional agents. We talked about whether they're going to go in the enforcement division, which is how you try to raise the revenue, or whether they're going to end up being, forced over to the processing, because you're right. We've got a lot of penalty abatement requests due to COVID and other factors that I told you. I've got several clients who I've requested collection due process hearings for. I've requested some waivers of penalties and have not heard anything back other than the nice little, we got your letter. We'll be responding to you within 90 days, 120 days, whatever it may be. I think they upped it to 120 days, actually. But the bottom line is that there's a lot of pending work for the IRS to do dealing with old tax issues. And unfortunately, Lockwood, I hate to say it, but you need a tax professional to navigate those waters because right now getting in contact with the IRS is virtually impossible.
Yeah, and you have the secret number and still can't get in there. All right, Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins, again, life and taxes, and I want to credit you on this one, Andrew. Very important conversation. Thank you very much for being with us. And remind you, the number, 252 area code 726-9050, or go online to harvellandcollins.com. This is Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster here on the Talk Station.